So isn't it interesting? You know, there's many things I think I could go into in the Old Testament, and so much of the Old Testament is what's leaped off the page for me this year, but in this season of breakthrough, I'm really seeing things in the book of Romans that I hadn't seen before in this particular context, and really what Paul said today is kind of what we talked about yesterday. Paul says, and then what happened? Well, when Israel tried to be right with God on her own, pursuing her own self-interest, she didn't succeed. And then here's the kicker, and I think this applies to us. The chosen ones of God were those who let God pursue his interest in them, and as a result received his stamp of legitimacy. And isn't that what we're looking for? I mean, you can call it whatever you want. The message is using modern English language to communicate the same thing, this stamp of approval. Is really right standing with God, a relationship in good standing, a heartfelt intimacy, and walking in the right direction. And isn't that what we're looking for? And isn't that what breakthrough would look like? If you knew that you were walking in the will of God, in the bubble of his will, as it were, and that he was walking there with you, leading you on, and you had clarity and you could understand where he was leading you, and you had a general sense all the time of being in tune, and that the direction of your life, no matter the circumstances that came against the bubble, no matter what attacked the bubble, you were safe inside God's will. And no matter what came to shove the bubble off course, even a degree or two, you knew that it would right itself because you had a guide, like a GPS that was guiding you back onto the right path. Wouldn't that give life a sense of well-being and stability that would be unlike anything else? Because no matter what happened, you'd know that you would be back on the correct path. No matter what assaulted you, no matter what came against you, you would know that ultimately you are on the right path, walking with God. I mean, think about that for a second. What does that look like for you? What would that mean? What would that eliminate? I mean, how much of your life that you've arranged for yourself, and how many of your plans and safety nets that you are trying to construct? If you knew you were in the will of God and the bubble of the safety of his hand, how much of the time and energy that you spend trying to protect yourself would be unnecessary? And with the time and resources available, what could you do for the kingdom of God? What could be done to accomplish the bringing of the kingdom in the world you live in? This is really the heart of breakthrough, I think. I believe this is where God's leading us and what we are stumbling into.